Governments and tech companies form an uneasy cyber alliance. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Cybersecurity researchers said this week that North Korea has been hacking into infrastructure, telecom, and even entertainment targets in 17 different countries. The U.S. and the U.K. issued a warning last week about the Russian government's global attempts to hack routers and other network equipment, including home routers. And also last week, 34 tech companies signed a cybersecurity tech accord, saying they won't help any government, including the U.S., carry out similar attacks, and that they will help when attacks like the WannaCry virus target businesses and infrastructure. So let's talk about this in our quality assurance segment, where we take a deeper look at a big story. To do that, we called Bruce Schneier, a cybersecurity expert at Harvard's Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society. I asked him what companies are in the accord.
This is Microsoft and a bunch of tech companies, primarily U.S. tech companies, who have gotten together and agreed that they will not help governments attacking civilians. If one of them is attacked, they'll come to the aid of each other. It's a nice statement by these companies that the internet infrastructure should be off limits by governments for cyber attack.
The sort of natural question that arises when they sign something like this is, have they helped the government before?
Probably not. I mean, this is not you get a warrant and you turn over information about a criminal. These are things like the Russian attack on the Ukraine power grid. These are actual cyber attacks we're talking about. Mm. And right, absent from the signatories are companies in Russia, in China, in Iran, in North Korea who probably have done this on the behest of their governments. So it's really just more making a statement.
But also absent from the signatories are Google, Apple, Amazon, and Twitter. What should we take from that?
That there's a lot of backroom politics here and we don't understand it. I don't think Twitter or Google or Amazon have any different positions. But for whatever reason, they didn't want to participate in this press release, in this initiative. I don't think we can read anything sinister into that.
Do you think it's fair to sort of draw this connection between the cybersecurity tech accord and what is happening with governments and these pressures around law enforcement? That it's all sort of part of this increasing tension?
It's hard to know what the tech accord covers. I read it, and it's really very squishy. Mm. It talks about cyber attack. It uses the word attack. Is espionage attack in the United States? It is not. When China stole 20-something million personnel records from the Office of Personnel Management in the United States, the head, the director of national intelligence, very carefully corrected a senator at a hearing. It was not an attack, sir. Right? It was espionage. So we make this very clear distinction between espionage and attack. The Cyber Attack Accord talks about attack, but are they making the same distinction?
Huh.
So I don't think there's a lot here, but I don't want to diss it because let's start somewhere.
What do you think could come next? You know, if this was a baby step.
I mean, the two dimensions this gets better are more signatories, you know, from other countries and more statements, more things they will do. Well, the question to really ask is how much control they will have. I mean, if the U.S. government goes to Microsoft and says, we are launching a cyber attack on country X, we want your help, here's the presidential directive. Is Microsoft going to say, well, you know, Cyber Tech Accord says we don't do that? There are rules in the U.S. about commandeering. And we've never seen a network commandeered. But if there are actual hostilities, I guarantee you corporate networks will be commandeered.
Right.
This is a statement, but you know, not going to hold in court. It's not going to be something you're going to fall back on if there are actual hostilities between nations.
Right. Like if we actually go to war, this is not necessarily a promise that, you know,
right,
Microsoft or some other company can keep.
Right. If we go to war, the government goes to Ford and says, you're now making tanks, and goes to Google and says, you're now part of U.S. Cyber Command. We're done.
That's Bruce Schneier from Harvard's Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society. Chris Olin produced Marketplace Tech this week. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Jake Gorski and Dan Powell engineered the show. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. As a nonprofit news organization, we are on a mission to increase economic intelligence across the country. And the way we do it is through reliable, objective reporting that you know you can trust. And now we're counting on your support so we can do more to help people understand the business behind the technology that's rewiring our lives. The more people who contribute, the more we can accomplish together. And right now, your donation will go twice as far thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Candida. Time is running out on that challenge, so become a Marketplace investor today in whatever amount works for you at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.